Back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of JPR, I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out the website, jeffexchange.org, where you find not only the live streaming link, but also archives. All of our interviews that date back until, let's see, I think it's October of 2013 are on there. So we're getting close to 10 years worth of material on the website. You are welcome to it at jeffexchange.org. We'll shift to an arts focus for this portion of today's JX. The art in question is music, and we'll zero in on percussion. That's what our guest knows and plays and teaches to a new generation of percussionists. Ivan Manzanilla is a well-traveled drummer and player of other percussion from Mexico. He's currently based at Southern Oregon University in Ashland, teaching students and preparing for concerts, and he joins me in the studio. Ivan Manzanilla, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Hello, good morning, and I'm happy to be here.
Thanks, it's good to have you. Talk about how you ended up at SOU.
Oh, well, I'm a professor at the University of Guanajuato. So we have a history between SOU and Guanajuato. We also have a history, Professor Terry Longshire and I went to grad school together. So we know each other for some time. And, it happened that I was able to take a sabbatical year from Guanajuato. He is taking also a sabbatical year. So I'm very happy to be teaching his students this term and be an artist residence next spring. Also,
I don't know if you heard the music that came in as we came on, but that is by Terry Longshore and Maxwell.
I know. Son, he played it for me.
Did he?
Okay. Yes. We heard it in the radio.
Okay, so that is the recent addition to the Jefferson Exchange. We've only had it for a month now, that music. But so I kind of figured you would know him. There's a certain similarity in approaches in it. Did you guys train with the same people?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went to grad school together, so we had the same professor in grad school, Professor Steve Schick at the University of California in San Diego. Yeah, that's where we met, and we've been in contact for a few years.
Some of the stuff, just taking a gander at the things that you have done and knowing Terry Longshore's work a bit. I mean, this is beyond just like let's play the drums along with melody instruments. This is a depth and an appreciation of percussion by itself.
We love percussion instruments, and that means we try to look for the most beautiful things about them and to research them and put them in different contexts and research their history and communicate with people, audiences, also of course young students who want to get into the learning of the instruments. And so it's a full-time love and profession.
How did you first get into music? What was the pathway for you to get to do this as a career?
Well, I'll have to say that my family does not have any professional musicians in it, but my parents met while dancing traditional Mexican dance music, traditional dance music in Mexico. So we always had lots of folkloric music in my home. And I think I just loved the music that I heard. And at some point, I wanted to play the drums, rock music and all that. But unfortunately, at the music school in Mexico City, there were no drums. There was just percussion. And I didn't know anything about that. I didn't know there was a marimba or a xylophone or a timpani, anything about that. I wanted to play the drums. So I ended up learning other instruments, and then got to the drums eventually, which I actually discarded and stayed with the keyboard instruments and all the various classical percussion instruments.
Oh, that's so it was a long way to get back to the drums, and by the time you got there, it was like, I got this other stuff.
Yeah, something like that, exactly.
let's hear a little bit of your work. So I want folks to hear a little of Ivan Manzanilla. This is playing Invention Number 4 by Ignacio Baca-Lobera.
Thank you.
While watching the video, Ivan Manzanilla, I realized that people may minimize percussion as, you know, setting the beat or not having to carry melodies, but they should look at all the things arranged in front of you in that or any one of a number of the other videos available online. There are tons of them. Drums and cymbals and bells and more. There is a lot to keep track of.
Yeah, there is. I mean, that's the beauty of this family of instruments. Percussion instruments are so wide and varied, and they are made of so many different materials. They come from different cultures also. They are invented every day. You know, you can come up with different instruments that are constructed especially for something. And so when we do this, the music of today, which is what I mainly do, we are always in front of very many different things, and the way to combine them is also very interesting. You know, how you put together an Indian drum with a woodblock or a bongo with a symphonic timpani, or a bass drum, things like that are just experimenting and finding ways to make melodies out of percussion instruments.
You have many more choices than someone who plays just a single instrument who plays melodies.
Yeah, we could say that. We have so many different timbres to work with, which also means we have to adapt every time we change instruments. It's like, yeah, you have to move to a new house and find new places where you have to move around, no?
And find where the bathroom is and all that sort of thing, right? So, boy, it sounds like there's a constant level of adjustment here. It's like, you know, it's not just banging on things. It's like there are things that make sounds, but you have to have some appreciation for what sounds they make and how long they last and things like that.
Exactly. There are so many variables around them. Without not mentioning the sticks that we use, you know, we have always different, not only drumsticks, the wooden ones, but we have yarn sticks and we have felt sticks and we have hard rubber sticks and soft rubber sticks, and every instrument needs a little different beater or heater.
There's a picture of you. I forget if we have it on our website or not at the moment, but it looks like you're carrying a tray of popsicles out, and it looks like a collection of sticks that you use in your work.
Yeah, exactly. That was a very nice picture we made a few years back. It was a table, and I put just all my sticks in front of the table because just the variety of them, the colors, the sizes, the shapes are very interesting to look at.
Yeah. Are you always looking for new things to use as the point of the spear on percussion, as it were?
Yeah. So I am always having an open ear to whatever comes across in terms of instruments and sounds and things like that. I also try to restrain myself because you are always acquiring new things, and it's an endless kind of hobby that you get. Well, you know, buying little cymbal from here, little drum from there, things like that. You know, we are also kind of collectors.
I was going to ask if you've crowded yourself out of several closets or something at home.
Yeah, we'll definitely have a room full of things and with sticks and music and stuff and instruments. Yeah, we gather stuff.
Ivan Manzanilla is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a percussionist and a percussion instructor at the moment at Southern Oregon University, spending a sabbatical year up here away from the University of Guanajuato, Oregon's SOU sister school in Mexico. If you want to join us on the conversation on the exchange, send your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So it's not just the range of instruments and things that you can make sounds with, but you've also stretched, as Terry Longshore has, we've had this discussion with him before, about stretching the boundaries and definitions a bit of what music is. Talk about some of those explorations that you have done.
That's something we percussionists, the people that the percussionists that are interested in exploring and doing the music of today, that's something we are also very keen on, finding new ways of expression in music. And that has brought me to experiment, for example, with theater or theatrical percussion music, things where you produce sound or enact percussion sounds through the body with a kind of dramaturgy. Mm-hmm. And that's very, very interesting because the percussionist uses its entire body to hit things, or if you need to move around playing instruments, you have to be movable, and that means the body is a very important part, which it's another element to explore in music.
Well, I saw that in your work, the discussion of sound, language, and gesture as part of that. So this is what you're talking about, using
exactly.
the body. Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. Gesture is a very important part in the percussion language. So if we have a forte sound, you know, a loud sound, you will see the musician perform a kind of a big movement, because in order to produce a loud sound, you have to raise your hand above your head and then bring it down. And everyone sees that and knows that something loud is going to come. We can't produce a loud sound using just a little finger movement. And so that means gesture is important. And there are people or there are composers that look at gesture and kind of research that aspect of percussion performance.
It sounds like it's critical for a percussionist to stay physically fit.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You could pull
a
muscle
with something. I had a bad back for a few years, and it's painful. And so you have to be in good shape. You have to, you have to take care of your body, very, very much. Yes.
Are there things that you're creating now that simply would not have occurred to you earlier in your career?
Well, yeah, of course, there are many, many things. Well, because as I said before, I wanted to play the drums. And the drums were, of course, a very physical experience, you know, and it's very spectacular to see a drummer play any sort of music. But of course, I didn't know anything about what I could do with my voice and playing instruments at the same time. That was another genre of music that I discovered later. Since we don't play the flute, we don't have an object in our mouth, so mm-hmm. we can speak and we can play at the same time, and that's a very interesting literature that developed also, speaking percussion works, where you can recite a poem, for example, and play an instrument at the same time, or accompany yourself singing a small melody, or interacting, just the use of your voice and words or sounds with percussion playing.
So when students arrive to start working with either you at the University of Guanajuato or with Terry Longshore at Southern Oregon University, I mean, are they coming from a similar place from what you talked about? I wanted to play the drums. Are they there? Because it sounds like they get their universe expanded rather quickly under your tutelage.
Yeah. Of course, when you're young and that, it just all depends on what have you been exposed to. So, most of young people, of course, their first exposures to percussion is through pop music or rock or, you know, those kinds of musics. And quickly enough, they start to learn all this other music and all these other instruments. And then everyone just develops their own tastes and preferences. And so, usually that's what I like to bring more information to the students so they can decide what they want and find their own creative voice. That's a very important thing.
It sounds like they're exposed to more even in advance of arriving at university, though, because certainly they have YouTube and all the other places in the world. They can hear other music. The zones of and the ways in which percussion are applied in popular music have advanced a bit in hip-hop, I'd say, mm-hmm. with all mm-hmm. kinds of different sorts of changes in rhythm along the way. It sounds like they come to you with some fairly big appetites.
Yeah, that's very much true. Like, I didn't have that kind of information when I was studying or growing up, and now young people have access to many things. But we shouldn't forget the algorithm shows you what you look for.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes there are things you can discover still, even if there are many things out there. No, so that's another part of our job to show those things and to kind of put the seed in them to keep looking and searching for good things.
What's the next event coming up? I see there's a percussion ensembles concert in early March. Is that the next big thing for percussion at SOU?
Yeah, well, we are going to have this weekend, February 4th, the SOU Percussion Festival. And we have, it's an event organized for younger people, actually. You know, high schoolers mm-hmm. and young people that are starting to play percussion, and they can come to SOU and perform and get coached and mm-hmm. comments and things like that. So we will have this duo, Arx duo, coming to to perform also for them, for the people here, and some of the students of SOU students will also play, and we will give them feedback and things like that.
Okay, so that's Percussion Festival this weekend, February 4th, and then the Percussion Ensembles concert coming up on Thursday, March 9th, it looks like.
Yeah.
Never a dull moment, it sounds like, and lots of things to make sound from.
That's correct.
Ivan Manzanilla, SOU instructor and percussionist at the moment, visiting from the University of Guanajuato. Thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange, and there's Terry Longshore's Music with Maxwell again, playing us out to the break.
My pleasure. Thank you.